Dillingham's volunteer fire department recently rescued a man stuck in the mud at Scandinavia Beach. On Saturday, a Sen fisherman was tending to his net when he became stuck. Fire and police responded around 10 o'clock that night.
There are sections of that beach that are really, really nasty, really muddy, and he got stuck, and the individual had said he had muscle cramps in his legs. He was pretty well stuck, and we had to go out and get him. But he had to actually come out of his waders, and the suction was so strong he couldn't get his waders out.
That's Ron Bowers, one of the emergency responders. He says while they were able to rescue the fishermen, it was a very involved process. He compared it to rescuing someone who's fallen through ice.
Just put an emergency suit on, survival suit from friend's boat, and use a life swing that people tethered to the shore had to tie me off, and other folks ready to pull me back, but it was just a little bit past the life swing. I think they generally have about 60 feet of line, a life ring. Had to go a little bit further. And you get an orange gurney, and we have the pack in the ambulance, and it displaces the weight. Similar to what you do if you're going out on ice, you want to displace the weight as much as you can and just push that up in front, make a little sled, and hold on to that, and I was able to get out there pretty quick. And once we got the guy in the basket and myself, another team member just had to pull us back. Took us about an hour and a half, 2 hours to clean all the mud off all the equipment.
Mud is a common hazard among Sen fishermen and those who frequent muddy beaches. Bauer says Dillingham has responded to three other incidents in the past, including ones at Wood River and between Delta Western and Peter Pan. From Dillingham, I'm Chase Cavanaugh.